Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Encore is French for repeat. We just try to use a lot of French words to class up the show as much as we can. Is it working for you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie. Anyway, so it's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio. Wait a minute. It's the audio path of totality. Isn't that great? Isn't that the best? All right, fine. Live exclusive interview here with Michaela Williams. She is the main person at Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency in St. C. The other office is on Sunset in Steubenville, right next to the KFC. And Mary's in charge of that office. They have lots and lots of agents. Full disclosure, I use Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency, our personal insurance. She is also my client. She is also an advertiser. And full disclosure, but the reason that I'm talking with Michaela here is to give you information that no one else in the Valley is giving you, as far as I can tell, about the importance of January 15 to help you get much, much, much better rates, much better coverage with your health insurance. Also with the tax credits that you might be up to about half. She's saying up to about half of the people come in there aren't getting enough in the way of their tax credits, and that she can help them do that as well. You do not have to be a client of Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency. Anybody can walk in, and there is no charge, and there are no strings attached. Honestly, it sounds too good to be true. It really does. So let's get to this next part here, if you would please, Michaela.
Okay. So most plans out there have very large out-of-pocket costs. Think about it. How much are hospitals charging insurance companies for your hospitalization?
Too much.
For your CAT scan. For your Tylenol.
For your aspirin, yeah.
Yeah.
For one aspirin, $50.
Yeah. Way, way, way too much.
Yeah.
So think about it. If you are an insurance company, you have to increase your rates to keep up with all of this.
Right.
You have to raise your out-of-pocket. I know it stinks. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
I just had a baby. I got a lot of medical bills because of my out-of-pocket.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even with, you know, our health insurance, our family max out-of-pocket is $8,000.
What?
Yeah. And that's normal. That's normal now. That's actually considered very good for a family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it stinks, and I know that, but there are a lot of plans out there. It is additional cost, but it is going to protect you from that. Now, certain things like maternity leave or, you know, your preventive care, you're not going to get help with that, okay? It's just so common that there's no insurance companies are going to specifically pay you to cover that, right? So, but if you have, you know, got diagnosed with cancer, heart attack, or stroke, you know, the big things, the top big three.
Yeah.
Kidney disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, all kinds of stuff. Ugh. Happens all the time. Yeah. Causes very, very large medical bills.
Yeah.
And traveling for treatment.
Yeah.
There are plans out there that will help you offset those costs.
Like what?
I have a guy. He just got diagnosed with colon cancer. He had a cancer policy.
Oh.
He got a check for $50,000.
He got a check for, what does that mean? He got a check for having cancer?
Mm-hmm. Because he had that cancer policy, that is what he paid for. That is the protection that he paid for.
Wait a minute. So he gets $50,000 to pay for his medical bills?
His medical bills, his traveling, whatever he needs to do.
And $50,000 will cover that?
At least for a couple of years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How much did that cost?
It just depends on how old you are. You know, the older you are, the more expensive it is. But $50,000 for a 45-year-old, I'm going to say $60.
That's it?
Maybe, something like that.
Good Lord.
Me personally, I have a $60,000 policy. I pay $9.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I did sign up for that whenever I was 21.
Yeah,
so.
Well, now you're so old. You're like, you know, 23, I think.
Anyway, a little bit older.
Anyway.
My birthday is on Thursday.
It is?
I'll be 28.
Oh, gosh. She had to tell me now, so now I got to get her a gift. Damn it. You couldn't wait till afterward. You know, I just had a birthday. Oh, maybe next year. So now, oh, Lord. Hold on a second. Hey, Siri. Siri. Make a note. Buy cheap gift for Michaela Williams on Thursday, is it?
Yeah.
Thursday. She's actually making a note here. I'm not making this up.
There, oh, my gosh. Yeah, fat apple. Shut up.
Anyway, what else can you do to help us lower the rates or the copays? Is there anything else? Any other tricks?
Those are the big ones that I can think of right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So is there anything else? Because I don't know what I don't know. I mean, and health insurance to me, for whatever the reason, I just can't get it. My eyes glaze over. You start talking these terms and you make it very simple. You do.
Yeah.
But for whatever the reason, the wiring in my brain is such that I just have a hard time grasping this concept. This is not a goof. I'm being dead serious here. Mm-hmm. That's why it was like she was, you know, when Serena walked in, she was a godsend. It was like, I don't have to call anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't have to listen to Filipino accents trying to explain stuff to me, that she can just handle everything. And now with you, we just come in, sit down and say, fix it.
Yeah.
And you pretty much.
That's why you come to me.
That's
because you can't understand it.
It is. Yeah. And you just fix it.
Yeah.
And it's effortless. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It really is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what I don't know. So let me just there with the timing with this stuff. I literally. I think we have plenty of time. So what else should I have asked you regarding this? Because, again, I don't know what I don't know.
One other thing I want to mention. If you have Medicare and you're still wondering if you're on the right plan for 2026, there are some plans we can still review and do a one-time switch.
Like what?
So, like, if you have an Advantage plan, let's sit down, review it, make sure that that's still the right option. You might have a one-time switch.
An Advantage plan is?
It's a Medicare Advantage plan.
All right.
It's a plan that's going to help protect you from the Medicare itself. It's the opposite of what you have.
All right.
So an Advantage plan is offered through a private insurance company.
Yeah.
So you do have to, you know.
Is that secondary coverage or supplemental coverage?
Kind of. It's okay. It's a Part C.
Part C.
Yeah. Anytime you hear the term Part C, it's just a broad statement for any Advantage plan that's out there.
All right. And those are good things.
Yes.
Okay. Because and so how can my listeners be helped with this C?
During this time of the year, at the beginning of the year, if you feel you made the wrong decision during open enrollment at the end of 2025, you can go in and fix that. But you don't get a one-time chance to do that. So if you want to sit down, review your plan, or even look at those hospital indemnities or those supplements that help with your copays.
Hospital indemnities. What is that in English?
A hospital indemnity is a type of plan that helps with a hospitalization. How I mentioned that guy had that cancer policy, got a $50,000 check. If you are in the hospital, you're going to get a check.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It's going to help with your copays.
Okay. Now, do the hospitals charge extra if they know you have that insurance?
If you have that extra insurance, no.
They won't?
No, because hospitals and doctors, they are not directly billing to those plans. Uh-huh. They should never know that you have those plans.
All right. And never tell them, because that way they'll just jack up your rates.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Their primary insurance, whether you have Marketplace, Medicare, or something else, doctors and hospitals are going to bill whatever they want because they know that they are going to get paid by those insurance companies regardless.
Okay.
Okay. But you have your share. So what those additional policies are going to do is help you pay your share without dipping into your savings, your retirement, your emergency funds.
Wow. Jeez. And everything that you're telling me, again, full disclosure, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, my health insurance company. We've used Serena for, Leslie and I have used Serena for years. She came to our house. She actually came to our house, came in, sat down, and worked her magic. And we've been with her ever since. Helped start the new office, the grand opening, and boy, that new office in St. C. Is that, was it 2 years old, 2.5 years old?
Somewhere? We started in September of 22. Yeah.
So it's more than 3 years old.
Yeah.
It was like only yesterday we had the grand opening, and mm-hmm. it was, oh, my God, it's done so well.
Yes.
It's done so well. I don't want to take all the credit. I mean, that would because that would be wrong. But
you have definitely helped us a lot.
Oh, my listeners are the best in the world. They really are. But also, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, full disclosure, client of Dimitri 2020 LLC and an advertiser. You need to know that. Full transparency. But we're giving information here to help anyone. You don't even have to be a client. Anyone can walk in off the street and go, help me get the most for my tax credits. Help me get the lowest this or the best that or whatever. Anyone. And there's literally never a charge from you for them.
No.
Literally never.
No. Not at all.
What a deal.
Now, we do tell people to bring their checkbooks or their bank cards or whatever in case they find a plan that they want to move forward with. Some plans require payment at time of application.
Yeah.
But you pay us nothing.
My gosh, that is great. So the insurance companies pay you? Is that how
yes.
it works? Okay. All right. Great. So let's see. So there's that. What else should I have asked you about? What other stuff that things that come up that typically people would not know about?
I think we've touched basically about everything that I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, I always give my guest the last word to say pretty much anything that she wants directly to our listeners and also our friends on Facebook. So you've got more than a minute with the way things are worked out here. You can take as much time as you want. Say whatever you want. You get to say the last word, unlike at home maybe or somewhere else. You get the last word. And Michaela Williams, Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, my microphone is yours.
So definitely urge everybody to give us a call. If you're not talking to me or anyone in the St. Clairsville office, please call the Steubenville office if it is more convenient to you. The address for my office in St. Clairsville is 50966 National Road East, St. Clairsville, Ohio, 43950. Our phone number is 740-275-4922. Steubenville is option one. St. Clairsville is option two.
Oh, I wasn't writing this down. I'm sorry. Can you give me all that again?
St. Clairsville office is located right on National Road East in St. Clairsville, right next to Unified Bank. Steubenville office is located right on Sunset Boulevard next to KFC in Steubenville. Our phone number, we share the same phone number, 740-275-4922. Option one for Steubenville, option two for St. Clairsville.
You're also available on Facebook, is that right?
They can
reach you on Facebook?
Yes, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn.
Okay, do you want them to reach you as well on Facebook?
You can. My Facebook is pretty private.
Oh, okay.
If we don't have any mutual friends in common, you're not going to be able to find my Facebook.
All right.
But if you do, go ahead and send me a friend request.
All right. Yeah. That would be me, I think.
We would have.
suddenly you're going to get like a million friend requests. And then you're going, oh my God, why did I say
this
on
this show? Yeah, you do tag me in this, don't you?
I do. And I have fun doing it. I really
it's
do.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're always on your best behavior. Because, you know, Serena's listening and everybody else. And Mary's listening and everybody's listening and all that. And I know that. And it's like, excellent. Now we've got her. Excellent. Excellent. All right. So, anyone can do this. They don't have to be clients. All the service that you provide, my listeners, is free, whether they're clients or not. You can save them money with health insurance. You can save them money with tax credits, get the maximum of their tax credits, and up to half the people come in don't even know this. Mm-hmm. And you do it all for free for my listeners.
Absolutely.
Boy, you are really gold, all of you. Seriously, you really are. All right. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to promote? Anything? Any fundraisers you're doing? Any special events? Because I know a lot of you do fun public service stuff.
Yeah, we don't have anything planned quite yet. I think we're going to start building some things and figuring out what kind of meetings we're going to have going on this upcoming year.
Great.
But this open enrowment has been crazy.
Oh, I'll bet. And I bet it's just going to be a lot more so now that the listeners are hearing what a good deal this is and how much help they can get, how much money they can save for free. I mean,
absolutely.
Literally for free.
Absolutely.
Do they have to call you to make an appointment?
Yes.
Okay, they don't just walk in or...
Oh, yeah, you could definitely walk in, but we do have to set up an appointment. Now, with it being the off season, my time is a little bit more open. So if by chance you walk in and I'm available, I might be able to take you right then and there.
Okay.
But it just depends on what I'm doing.
All right. Fair enough. Good. And again, if they want more information, what's the phone number again?
740-275-4922. Option one for Steubenville, option two for St. Clairsville.
Fantastic. If there's anything else that you need, or Serena or anyone else, let us know. Giving out great information. Nobody else is doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just boggles my mind that nobody else is giving out this information that is so important, that can save my listeners so much money, mm-hmm. and it is free. It will not cost them anything to find out how much more money they could save just by walking in and talking with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't wrap my mind around this.
Right.
There's no trick, no hook, no yes, but, no small print. There are no strings attached with this.
Correct.
You must have the best job in the world. I mean, when you explain people, seriously, when you explain this to people, it's like, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. You're not kidding me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you guys are the best. Honest to God.
Thank you.
All right. We're just about out of time here for this segment. Don't know what's coming up here next. All right. So, Michaela, thank you so much.
You've been
wonderful. You've been an absolute doll, and especially putting up with all of my insanity. And give my best to everybody, both offices. My best to Serena. Find out if the dog is house trained, okay, at this point, if you would, please. I'd appreciate it. And, yeah, birthday coming up. You're going to be Thursday. And wouldn't you know, the Fat Apple's open on Thursday. Oh, lucky me. All right. Thank you, kiddo.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Keep up the great work. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. She is just the best. She really is.